For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Former Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang thinks Joe Biden ought to exit this year's race.
I think the Democrats would lose the House and the Senate as well as the White House if Joe Biden was at the top of the ticket. It's one reason why I believe the right thing for him to do is to step aside.
Yang is at least the second 2020 candidate to call for Biden to get out of the race. Here now is Julian Castro.
I actually don't see a path now for President Biden to stay in this race in the long term. I believe that there are stronger options out there for Democrats. We have a stable of folks that I think could do a better job. I believe that another Democrat would have a better shot at beating Trump.
Yesterday, Texas Representative Lloyd Doggett became the first Democrat in the House to say Biden should leave for reasons including his bad debate performance. Biden has vowed to stay in the campaign. Former President Donald Trump raised $331 million in the second quarter. That was more than Biden brought in. And according to Bloomberg, Trump now has more cash on hand than Biden.
Despite the fact we are running against Joe Biden, and I believe they're stuck with Joe Biden, Joey, we are taking nothing for granted. The polls are great, but we will not take our foot off the gas. We're going to make sure on November 5th we go to bed early because we're calling it early for Donald Trump as our 47th president.
For more on the election, visit AFN.net. San Francisco held its so-called Pride Parade over the weekend, and it was more graphic, degrading, and debauched than ever, right in front of scores of children. Steve Jordahl has more.
Public nudity, sex acts, and things we can't describe on the radio were all front and center at San Francisco's annual homosexual parade on Sunday. And not only did libertine parents bring their kids, there were children in the parade. Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, told the Todd Starnes Show, "The city by the bay has nothing on Sodom and Gomorrah."
These are the things that the ancient empires of the world saw right before they were destroyed by whatever powers that invaded them or whatever demise came to them.
In fact, he says he expects the wrath of God to be poured out on San Francisco unless God can be persuaded to relent from his anger at the wicked.
In my opinion, unless there's an act of God's mercy and revival among Christians, that he might spare San Francisco. San Francisco is ripe for the judgment of God.
Hibbs says every day God's word is proved true.
Didn't Isaiah say in the last days, men will call evil good and good evil?
He worries for the children that are being exposed to sin and licentiousness and is praying for earthly judgment on the parents that some might repent and avoid eternal judgment.
When are the arrests going to start taking place? When does child protection come in and say, parents, you are unfit to parent this child because you just exposed them to mind-altering imagery?
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The National Black Farmers Association is calling on Tractor Supply's president and chief executive officer to step down, days after the retailer announced it would drop most of its corporate diversity and climate advocacy efforts. In a public announcement last week, the company said it would eliminate all of its diversity, equity, and inclusion roles in sponsorships of non-business activities such as Pride festivals and withdraw its goals for reducing carbon emissions. That came after conservatives spoke out against Tractor Supply. In final news, July 4th holiday travel kicks into high gear today. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
AAA predicts a record-setting July 4th travel period, with more than 70 million of us going 50 miles or more from home. They say for drivers hitting the road, timing is everything. And the worst times to travel today and tomorrow are between 2 and 7 p.m. Those returning by car on Monday, the 8th, should stay away from morning rush hour traffic. Drivers in metro areas can expect the worst travel delays today and Sunday. AAA says about 6 million of us will fly to our destination, and TSA officials say they expect this summer to be their busiest ever. They anticipate screening more than 32 million travelers in the period between last Thursday and Monday, July 8th.
And that's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net. Be sure to subscribe to our free daily email news briefs.